It's difficult for Americans to travel to Cuba, and after decades of an ongoing trade embargo, most Americans know little about the Caribbean nation or its culture. But a group of seven Cuban musicians is trying to change that, one New England school at a time. The band calls itself Septeto Típico Tivoli, after the Tivoli district in their home city, Santiago de Cuba. It's a neighborhood heavily influenced by Haiti, and according to bandmates, a place known for having fun and getting together with friends. Years ago, members of a Vermont-based women's chorus, the Feminine Tone, were performing at a music festival in Cuba and met the band. Maricel Lucero, the founder of the chorus, grew up in Cuba and says the two groups quickly became friends. Last spring, the band emailed her about their plans to tour Canada, and Lucero says since they'd be just across the border, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to bring them to Vermont.
I was thinking about what a great gift it would be for the kids in our schools to come in contact with these musicians, because where else are they going to hear Cuban music in Vermont or New Hampshire or, you know, this whole New England area?
Lucero and many of the women in her chorus are teachers, so to help finance the band's trip, they asked schools if they'd be willing to pay for the group to give demonstrations and teach master classes. They were, and the band's schedule filled up fast. Since October, they've visited dozens of schools throughout New England, including Rutland Senior High, where Patricia Alonzo Schaff teaches Spanish.
Well, I really thought it would be a great opportunity. I knew the band had come to the area, and I really felt like introducing language, culture, tropical music to Rutland High School. It's something that has not been done, and I thought that they would really gain a lot from hearing these sounds.
In Rutland, the band talked a lot about their sound and the cultural heritage it comes from. Speaking mostly Spanish, they described their instruments and the different rhythms they use.
Campana or cowbell.
Nina Salvatore, a member of the Feminine Tone Chorus who teaches art at Woodstock Union High School, says the band spent 3 days working with their students.
When they came to Woodstock, we had an opening ceremony in the gymnasium. And by the time their opening ceremony was done, almost every kid was off the bleachers down onto the floor, dancing around. I still have the kids in the school asking me how they are and if they're going to come back.
Salvatore and other members of the women's chorus have been hosting the musicians in their homes. And Salvatore says they've all become like family. As much as the band has taught people in New England about Cuba, she says the musicians have been equally wowed by all they've seen and done here. Cuban-born Maricel Lucero says the cultural exchange she was hoping for exceeded everyone's expectations.
Just to see the kids' reactions to the band, and Americans filling a hall like Brattleboro last weekend where there were over 200 people there. And all of a sudden, you know, Cuban music is the hot thing. And to me, that is like worth everything, that to expose this wonderful music and to share my heritage.
The hard part, she says, will be having to say goodbye to the band when they return home at the end of January. For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.